When my friend William was 5 years old, he wanted a doll to hug and hold.
A doll,
said William,
is what I need to wash and clean and dress and feed. A doll to give a bottle to and put to bed when day is through. And any time my doll gets ill, I'll take good care of it,
said my friend Bill.
A doll, a doll, William wants a doll. Don't be a sissy, said his best friend did. Why should a boy want to play with a doll? Dolls are for girls, said his cousin Fred.
Don't be a jerk, said his older brother.
I know what to do, said his father to his mother. So his father bought him a basketball, a badminton set, and that's not all. A bag of marbles, a baseball glove, and all the things a boy would love. And Bill was good at every game, enjoyed them all, but all the same, when Billy's father praised his skill,
"Can I please have a doll now?"
said my friend Bill.
A doll, a doll, William wants a doll. A doll, a doll, William wants a doll.
Then William's grandma arrived one day and wanted to know what he liked to play. And Bill said,
"Baseball's my favorite game. I like to play, but all the same, I'd give my bat and ball and glove to have a doll that I could love."
"How very wise," his grandma said, said Bill.
"But everyone says this instead.
A doll, a doll, William wants a doll. A doll, a doll, William wants a doll."
So William's grandma, as I've been told, bought William a doll to hug and hold. And William's father began to frown, but grandma smiled and calmed him down, explaining,
"William wants a doll,
so when he has a baby someday, he'll know how to dress it, put diapers on double, and gently caress it to bring up a bubble,
and care for his baby as every good father should learn to do."
William has a doll, William has a doll.